the other day, I was a friend of mine. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The other day, I was in a car with a friend of mine, and the friend happened to have NPR on, and NPR had this, you know, 1 minute thing or 2 minute thing about the ethics of technology, and I was very, I'm just thinking about the bear. Well, okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. As you may or may not know, I live with bears and see bears every day. And my mom, who died last November, had a very, very long relationship with bears that really began with the great-great-grandmother or some ancestor of this bear who's outside right now. And I don't know if you can see on the tree, there's her baby is behind her. Anyway, I see bears every day during most of the year. And you can see the dirt on the glass that the bears and dogs, that is the bear telling me she's here. This happens all the time. Different bears have different means of doing this. Either some will gently tap on the window with their claws. Some will put their mouth on the glass. This one will put her paw on the glass and then slide it down and make sort of a squeegee sound. And yeah, you can see her baby lying there. The baby is probably, I guess, well, you can see how the size of the baby. The bear has been here for the past week. I was just getting into a bit of an argument with somebody on Facebook where I was saying we need to bring down this whole culture. And this person was then saying, well, no, we need to restore land, and that's the important thing. And I was responding, well, as always, I believe we need it all, but we need to make land friendly for non-humans. And at the same time, we need to recognize that if all we do is make the land friendly for the non-humans who are on this particular habitat, that's fine, but this culture is still going to grind away at everything that is until there's nothing left. And at the same time, we do need to bring down this culture of death. At the same time, all of these non-human neighbors are refugees in their own land. I mean, this is their land, not mine. And people often say, aren't you scared, you know, walking through a forest when there's bears all over the place? And honestly, I mean, I've lived here for 20 years, and I've been as close to bears as this screen is to me right now. And honestly, the times I've been most scared in the forest here have been times when I've met unexpected humans. The bears don't scare me at all. I respect that they are creatures who are big enough that they could kill me, but as I've said many times, there's about one person dies in North America every 2 years from a black bear attack, and meanwhile there are some 30,000-40,000 people die every year from automobile accidents. So we should actually be much more afraid of automobiles than we are of bears. And also, a lot more bears are killed by humans than the other way around. So we should really, the bears have much more reason to be afraid of us than we do of them.